Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Kristen Peterson and she's over Omaha Way. Good morning to you, Kristen.
Good morning, Yvonne.
Kristen, before we start about the important topic, we're going to talk about a warehouse full of green growing things. You need to tell us your local connection. That is your grandmother, right?
I am Barbara Womenhop's daughter, and I'm happy to be on the air with you.
All right. Well, you know, I always think, and I know other people think, that Barb has green blood. She just grows so many things. And I think you inherited some of that.
I did.
Yeah, I think so.
I really love plants and met my in-laws through plants and couldn't be happier.
Yeah, very good. And we want to talk about a new venture that you and your family are working on, a hydroponic garden located in Omaha, inside, no sunshine. But define hydroponic gardening for us.
So the Petersons, including my father-in-law, mother-in-law, and husband and I, started a hydroponic operation about a year ago. We converted a warehouse that we found near the downtown Omaha area that wasn't being utilized. And so we set up a hydroponic operation, which consists of nutrient film technique channels, NFT for short, and it is a system that recycles the water and nutrients through without using soil.
And it's inside.
Correct. It's inside in a controlled environment.
Okay. But hydroponic can be done outside or in a greenhouse also, correct?
Correct.
Yours,
we just lucked out on this space. So.
Yes, yours is in a warehouse. I mean, it just sort of blows my mind, Kristen, to think about inside a building that's not getting any sunshine, and you are growing great food that people are loving in, especially Omaha right now. Now, as I understand, you did a little experimenting first before you went to the big warehouse. How did you do that?
Correct. Both Tom and Ian and I had small systems in our basement with about like a 25, 30-gallon reservoir that we experimented on a small scale of different greens and trying to figure out the crop duration and what we could grow and what we like to grow and trying to figure out the market, the restaurants, what they wanted. And then that was why we were under construction with this warehouse space. And now we're expanded into, just to give you an idea of, I guess, volume of our reservoir now is 300 gallons that we recycle through all of our specialty greens and some herbs in that system. And then we have two other systems, one that has chives and one that has peppers that are just starting to fruit right now.
Okay. Now, you mentioned Ian. He's your husband, and Tom is his father, correct? So this
correct.
This is really a family getting together, growing things, and I know you've done that for a long time individually. Yeah, your background is what, Kristen?
In horticulture.
Yes.
And then just the love and passion of gardening through my life.
And you worked at?
I work at Lawrence and Gardens full time. Part time.
What a better way to live your life when you love this kind of growing thing. You have two opportunities. And Ian also has a horticulture background from Iowa State.
Yes, he has a plant biology degree from Iowa State.
Okay, and then kind of your third partner, Ian's parents. I've heard that they have a big garden.
Yes, we both have backyard gardens that are a lot of fun, lots of cut flowers and vegetables that we can bring to the table.
Okay, so all that experience comes together in putting this business together. Now, you've mentioned greens several times. I think you mentioned chives. What are some of the plants that you can't grow if you're doing hydroponic gardening?
Root crops are a challenge, like your carrots, radishes, potatoes, particularly in the system that we're growing in, just because of the root space, so to speak, and what the earth gives the pressure to have a perfect-looking carrot. If you grow it hydroponically, it's, it tends to look a little distorted.
It can just grow any
the same, but yeah. In terms of marketability.
Okay. And what do you think are so far the most successful plants, food that you're growing in your garden?
Currently, basil is popular. I just harvested some of that for a restaurant this morning. Mustard greens are a good one. We're really excited to get the peppers up and going. So we seeded those in March, and hopefully that'll be a big hit.
Okay, you mentioned you were delivering to a restaurant. If I wanted to eat some Peterson greens, I couldn't just go to the grocery store and buy them at this point.
Not at this point. We're exploring different options with packaging and accessibility to grocery stores. So hopefully sometime down the road we'll be able to figure that out. But currently we're in a few restaurants in the downtown area.
And I think they're really happy that you are there delivering that fresh produce. They're within blocks, miles, whatever. You're not shipping these across the country.
Exactly. That's a huge plus to our location, and just the whole concept of this indoor gardening is that we're able to grow crops year-round, and we'll be able to continue to grow lettuce through the heat of the summer since we have that controlled environment.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the things I understand about hydroponic gardening is that it's not considered organic. Why is that true?
It is not considered organic because it does not help rebuild the soil, and so thus completing that big organic cycle. We are conscious of it, and in the full circle of our lifestyle, we're able to compost the waste that we do bring from the warehouse into our own compost bins and build it back into our soil. Mm-hmm. But in the warehouse operation in itself, you can't do that. So, mm-hmm.
But on a really positive note, you don't need any pesticides.
Correct, yes. We're able to control the environment that we're in and scout in kind of a closer proximity than if you were to be growing out in the field.
Mm-hmm. And you mentioned how much water you use, but on a positive note, that's all recycled. Is that correct?
Correct. And then another benefit of being inside, too, is everything's very clean. Uh-huh. And you don't have to worry about even, soil splash up and different pathogens of that sort.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, on a rainy day today, we were able to harvest and not be affected by it.
Yeah. And then, I guess I mentioned a couple of times and just would like to comment again on the fact that you have to use all artificial lighting. There's no sunshine.
Correct.
How does that affect the plant growth? Is that a positive or a negative or a neutral?
It's definitely a positive because you have that control over it, and especially with peppers, we're able to give them more light than you would naturally be able to and lengthen the days accordingly. And then, like I mentioned, with today being cloudy, it's not affected by it every day. It's sunny form.
Yes, you have a lot more control. You know, every once in a while, people are going, well, we can't do farming under a big tent or something. Well, this is not nearly as big as a corn farm, a soybean farm, but you do have control. And
yes, exactly. We're limited on space in that respect, but we are looking to expand vertically and to really utilize our space fully that way.
So you're just getting started. I hear you, Kristen, saying, you know, this is a possibility. This is another possibility. You guys are just getting started in this exciting business.
Yes, correct. We've just been growing since about March.
Wow.
And then harvesting and selling since like the end of April.
Pretty exciting. And I think it kind of gives us a picture of, you know, how we can do things differently for the future in a very positive picture. So it's been fun visiting with you, Kristen.
Well, thanks for having me.
You bet. And we wish you the best in your business and kind of keep us up to date with what's happening.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Take care, Levon. Thank you.
Until next time, here's a thought from Zig Ziglar. Success is the maximum utilization of the ability that you have.